Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's D-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all. Every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
We got our ears and our heart to the street.
It's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, baby got it on the flow. Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, here we from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yeah.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week,
Cleveland.
Yes, indeed. You know what time it is, man. It's your boy E-Max, and you have tuned into Hood Talk Radio. All right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. It is the 9 o'clock hour on June the 12th, 2013. Tonight we are here to talk a little bit more about Rex 84, the FEMA camps, Agenda 21, some of the things that are affecting us as black people in this country. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was our origins, man, first of all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people believe that we are here from Africa. There's a lot of information out there that's just different, including some DNA examples, some DNA sample testimonies, and also some information out there that, you know, says or allegedly proves that most blacks in America are not of African descent. I haven't done, you know, extensive research on that topic yet, but trust me, I will. If all of y'all that know my Facebook page, you know that I will put that shit up there in a second, quicker than a second. If you can't call on the phone, you can also log on to blogtalkradio.com and type into the search box, Hood Talk Radio, that's right, and click the live column. And you know what? We are always on the first page. Tonight I got a little piece of a letter I'm going to read from a friend of mine. He's in jail and he asked me some questions about, you know, his feelings, his views, and the way, you know, things has been. I think he's been in jail about 8 years now. And he has some issues. You know what I mean? When I say issues, you know, I think it's some of those issues that we all face as ex-felons or ex-convicts, however they want to look at it, you know what I'm saying? We face these some emotional crises, man. I don't think people really understand some of the things that, you know, men and women go through as, you know, fathers, husbands, brothers, sisters, you know, sons. We go through some shit getting out of jail. It's been a long, long, long time for me, but I do remember those those changes and those emotions like they were yesterday. Truthfully, you know, there are still some remnants left behind, and I ain't fighting them, truthfully, because it turns out to be a part of me that, hey, I'm feeling right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm 646-478-0944. The number to call in, press the number one key. This is E-Max the Image, and you are listening to Hood Talk Radio. FEMA camps, okay? Let's start talking about those FEMA camps. They are prisons, really, built all around this country. They have been closing down military bases, deactivating car manufacturing plants in order to retool them for detainment centers. They call them FEMA camps. They all over the internet. You can pretty much everybody in the world knows about them. But right now, this is what's happening in our country. Back in the 70s, there was a thing called the King Alpha Plan, and pretty much the King Alpha Plan was the capture, okay, the detaining and the eradication of black people. Now, it has always been the goal of some of the, you know, the power brokers in this country, and it has been signed off by those overseas in London, England, or whatever you have, who own this country. You know what I mean? It's really about the survival and the preservation of the white race. Okay, what we don't understand is that these motherfuckers have been trying to get rid of us since Abraham Lincoln, probably since before then. But so far, the documentation that I've been following, it really started during the Reconstruction era because they were trying to figure out what to do with all the free blacks now. You know, they had to figure out a way to control us. But instead of controlling us, they would rather have sent us back to Africa. But the problem with that was, by that time, there wasn't no more Africans left in this country. No, most of the Africans were murdered and killed and hung, you know, and beat to death during slavery. You know what I'm saying? The race that came out of slavery was not African. It was strictly American, and they are our ancestors. Our ancestors were more African than we are today. You can look at a picture of an African today and look at a black American today, and you will notice that there are no similarities. Africans have a dark hue that's borderline gray, whereas we over here are brown, different shades of brown, and this and that and other. Check your own shit. You don't got to listen to me. Check your own shit, do your own research. Find out that information that is pertinent to you, because to me, we have been lied to, we have been duped, we have been strangled, we have been straight separated and isolated from the truth of our origins. We don't know. You know, they got documentation out there that said we come from, you know, the black Asiatics and the when blacks ruled Asia. You know, the Egyptians, so many centuries, had whitened the race. So we don't even know, outside of what they tell us is on the scrolls and the papyrus and the carvings on the walls, okay? Outside of what they told us, we don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? You can go to any white person, and I've done this. I've done this on my own, just out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, where your family from? And they can tell you. What is your background? And they can tell you. You know what I'm saying? But let some of us black folk in this here country ask that same question of one another and just see how far you'll get in your answer. You see what I'm saying? So what we need to know is that in this country we have split DNA strands. They gave us the name black because this, sir, is what the plan was from the beginning. Now, I think like insects, because they all believe that we were subhuman from the jump, like insects, they thought that they could, hey, we're going to spread our sperm all over the place and create a new race of people. So it almost gives you the inclination to believe the Anunnaki and the creation story. Because what's the whole thing and the whole theme that we hear? And what did the Anunnaki do? Just that. They didn't want to work in the mines. They didn't want to work in the places where they had to struggle. They wanted to be the ones in control to tell somebody, hey, go dig out that motherfucking hole and get me some gold for my atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? We can't do it ourselves. You see, these white folks, man, they don't want to do shit themselves. They want to hire a race of people to work for them. Thus, we have what they consider slavery. Because, you know, at that point, who could you use? They weren't gene splicing and shit like that. They were trying to find the technology to compete. The motto that they used to live by was, as above, so below. All right? If y'all live out there on the internet, type in as above, so below, and find out all the shit that's going on. Right now to this day, that models that statement, and that's from past the Egyptians. The Egyptians didn't come up with that. It was before them. All right? As above, so below. That's been, ages. Okay? So it kind of gives you the idea that, you know, these people figured that if we did what the ancients done, or the people that actually created us, then we will have a race of controllable people. But no, they didn't take in consideration that the Creator had his own plan. And he sat back in his chair and he said, okay, you motherfuckers think you're getting ready to create some dumbass indigenous people. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Traded for a paint marker, ain't that some shit? Two. For the other one. Two of them. Oh, yeah. But y'all got to know that we all have been targeted. We have been investigated. We have been tested, proven, killed, born, reborn. I mean, they've done everything. They called it vaporization. Back in the 70s, they wanted to vaporize us. So that means they've been using drones and trying to attack the people since the beginning. Now, when we were talking about those red light cameras, didn't I say, sorry, white people, that y'all got to come driving through our neighborhoods and get caught up in our shit? Because, you know, this is the route that you motherfuckers taking. Well, how about this? On that same principle. Sorry, you white people in this motherfucking country, because there's more black people in this country than it is white people. And what the white people are doing is convincing all the other races of people, we just going to get rid of the blacks. Mm-hmm. Just like the motherfuckers did with the militia back during the Reconstruction era. Okay, they went around, the government went around, the motherfuckers in power went around and told all them poor white hunkies, we know you can't afford no motherfucking slaves. So, what we'll do is before Abraham Lincoln, free all these motherfuckers or transfer the ownership through the emancipation, which is actually the definition of emancipate, transfer ownership. Okay, so it went from private business that owned human beings to the government, corporate, all right, that owned the slaves. That's right. It became more than just slavery.
And how do you keep track on your work?
Birth certificates. Social Security cards, you know what I'm saying?
Your work number.
And your, those are your worker IDs.
If we
knew that, we didn't have it. No, it wasn't. You used to write your address information in the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
1963. City
Lander,
City Hall. That's why we
need
to know the
Bible.
They have
to be. Yeah.
Great.
You went to the library and you documented your first family. And you put them all in the big
family.
That's right. But the thing is we have to remember is that some white folks don't know. You know, you had the plantation owners, okay, and they were in constant cahoots with the king and the queen overseas, so they knew what they was doing even then. You know what I'm saying? So the whole plan was these black motherfuckers have made so much fucking progress. We done tried every fucking thing we can to eliminate these son of bitches. We tried to send them back to Africa, but we couldn't because we fucked up and changed their DNA. And them motherfucking Africans knew this. They knew it.
First of all, if you've been here for
almost,
you know, 500 years
at least. 500
years. How could you be in the 21st
century
now and still be
here
all
the
citizens of
Africa? Can't be. There is no fucking way. I tell these stupid motherfuckers.
Track our people back, our individual family,
right.
It would not go back to Africa.
It would not go back to Africa, I guarantee. It only go back to the plantation. That's right. And these are the things that I try to explain some of the idiots that I come across every day. You know, all these motherfuckers can tell you about World Star Hip Hop. They can tell you about what's on Instagram. They can tell you about what's on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
They can't
tell you about their fucking history. It was always a plan. See, as long as the nigga's entertained, he don't care about shit else. You throw a nigga a couple beans, he's straight. He don't give a fuck. That is exactly the blueprint for everyone from Jesse Punk-Ass Jackson and all his fucking cheap-changing-ass relatives, because all them motherfuckers is crooked, all of them. And see, that's right. That's right. Oh, no. Again, he got caught up again. Let me show you. You will see. You ain't don't use it. See, that's that white folk shit. See, he think he white. But they don't realize black politicians, black civil leaders, when you lay down with them white motherfuckers, do you honestly think you waking up with them? No. You got fleas all over you, but you are still, you just a flea-ridden nigga now.
Yep.
And you the scapegoat. Because what's happening is we don't need no motherfucking black leaders to spark no ideas in their black-ass minds so that what? They will rise as a people. Lord forbid. God forbid. That's why they killed Martin Luther King. See, everybody think they killed Martin Luther King because he had something to say. Right. That's why they focus on the I have a dream that one day white kids and black kids will sit in the same school. How about they was already doing it? That's the only part of the dream we got. But that, they're already doing it. They was doing it back then. But the media knows that control of the fucking thing wants you to believe that the only thing important Martin Luther King Jr. did. Let me give some of you sapsuckers something that Martin Luther King did. And this is how they held his punk ass down, but he wouldn't shut up. See, they threw a broad in his face. They separated him from him and his wife. Okay? Because one thing they knew. A man on the road all the motherfucking time, separated from his family, he need a little comfort.
That's what Colonel, with that Colonel?
Yeah.
Just did it with the black.
Yeah.
Betrayers.
Yeah, betrayers, yep.
Yeah, he got weak.
They threw them motherfuckers, they threw a motherfucker. Hey, don't I know you from somewhere? Oh, it's always a stranger that don't know you. That's right. It's always a fucking stranger that don't know you. Oh, you're that guy? Oh, my God, I've been in love with you since I first saw you on TV. For real, why you ain't never sent me a letter? They wouldn't ever let me through the crowd. They threw a woman in Martin Luther King Jr.'s face. Oh, it worked. It worked. He got his stab on. And this is what the motherfuckers came to him, the FBI, the CIA, they had a plan. They said, listen here, you loudmouth motherfucker. We got you on tape. We even recorded you having sex with this woman. We got camera shots with you in the bed with the woman. We even got you putting your hand down there, putting it in.
Oh,
you keep talking that shit, and we're going to take this shit and expose it to the world. And let everybody know that Reverend Martin Luther King got a piece of pussy on the side. So he ain't all that perfect. He's just another human being. See, when they get us into a position where we can fuck up and they can expose our shit, then we become human.
Well, that's what they want,
yeah. They baited you up. They baited you because you cannot, as a human being, we are not perfect.
Nope.
White man is the same. If you take a white man and put his ass out there in the middle of whatever, buck fuck you, Egypt, and let a woman go walking past, what he want? Some comfort. Shit, ain't nobody gonna tell on us. Right? We in the middle of the motherfucking mountain range. It's just you and me. And you talking shit to me.
Right.
But see, when the blood start rushing in the other direction, we lose cognitive senses. So we ain't thinking about the consequences of what's going to happen. It might just be a fucking setup.
Right.
Oh, shit, this must be my lucky day.
Right.
That's right. You can't think. You can't think. So we are weakened as a man, and if our leaders can be weakened as such, they studied it for 3 years, the effects of negative improvisation, that's what they called it. We are going to create scenarios of the degrading nature to see who will bite the bait. And guess what? They didn't put no white man on that hook. It was us. Because which one of these motherfuckers is going to be the leader and get the black people, so to speak, free from the Egypt, the Egyptians? Because that's what it's all about. We didn't know that as Americans, they did not want us here. Once slavery was over, they didn't have no more use for us. It became competition for the poor white folks who couldn't afford slaves. And by the way, that's where the children of the motherfuckers were sold to.
Yeah.
Okay? They were sold to the poor whites who couldn't afford healthy, strong slaves. So here's a retarded one. Yes. Yeah. You get the kids. Yeah. Yep. And if you have a baby by your cousin, his chance is 99.9% that baby's going to be skewed.
Crazy.
Something's going to be wrong.
Yep.
So if you have a baby by your mama, what do you think is going to happen? They treat us like we was fucking dogs.
Right.
Human beings like the rest of you sad suckers. But guess what?
Like we
I don't think them motherfuckers is human. I don't think they're human at all. They can't. It can't be fucking human because the shit that go in their mind to try to eradicate the people has been going on for ages and ages and ages. And I guarantee you, one white man against another white man don't make no difference. But the problem is the white man who tells the other white man, we got to get rid of these black motherfuckers over here or we ain't going to have shit. It's not our fault that you rap motherfuckers, but the big head of sciences, he said it. Yaqub said it. Okay? He said, if you motherfuckers don't follow the plan, after 3,000 years, y'all ain't going to be able to repopulate yourselves. And what's happening right now? No. The white folks, they have not grown in population since 2001. They got less people. It's, what was the numbers? 6.25 billion people on planet Earth, and only 1.2 of them motherfuckers is white. 1.2 billion. Everybody else. But guess what? Black people, people of color, are the majority. So all of these poor motherfucking countries that's full of black Indians and black Arabs and Palestinians and Israelites, they are trying to subdue the land. Because if you can get rid of the black people all over the rest of the world, than these strong, smart-ass, ingenious motherfuckers over here in America that know what y'all are doing and know how to use a visa and know how to use passports and know how to read and write and understand what Chapter 1, Section 2, Verse 303 means, okay, bylaws and by chapters and this and that. See, what they fucked up is they opened the gates up. They tried to shut us out by using civil liberties law, affirmative action tools and shit like that, where it was actually set up for the white folks that wasn't from here. The foreigners. How you going to invite me into your country, give me a free ride for 5 years, and then not let me do shit? I can't vote. I can't pick it. I can't strike because y'all want to underpay it. And you remember, when the first Indians came over here from India, not the indigenous Indians, but the other Indians, when them Indians came over here, they were dark as us because they were equator people. They were equator people, and them hunkies hate the sun. That's why them motherfuckers came up with SPF 15 and all of this and all of that shit. It's like vampires. You know, if you come out in the daytime, you melt. You burn the fuck up. They are nocturnal folks. They are the mole people. That's why their eyes are different colors. Mole people. Because they had they were always in the dark. What is, look at a wolf. Wolves come out at night. And they hide in hunting packs. And then most of them motherfuckers got white eyeballs. Okay? So, and they're evil. All they got to do is smell blood and what's going to happen. Dinner time! But it ain't going to be just one. It's going to be a whole pack of them motherfuckers. One is afraid. So he calls out the rest of them. How? We got blood over here. Fresh blood. Oh, for real? Let's go over here and save our other wolf. He finna feed us all. So it don't matter what color that wolf is, he a wolf. But they all from the wolf pack. Like, take that example and use it. That's right. That's right. So the name they gave their plan was Rex 84. Meaning, a readiness exercise, 1984. All right, it was amended by Ronald Reagan and Oliver North. Lieutenant Colonel Ollie seemed so innocent, sitting up in there like, oh no, I didn't know what was going on with y'all. Y'all never notice when shit blow up and shit get exposed, some other shit that got exposed come through the cracks. And so they're like, wait a minute. So you saying y'all did this and y'all did that, and as a result, this shit happened? So who leaked it? Well, we had a couple motherfuckers that was talking about it, and the next thing you know, it was on TV.
That's right.
Because you done fucked up the white man's money, and so he don't get called out. He got to call one of the little peons and put them on blast. Somebody here got the role. It ain't going to be the one with all the purses. It's going to be the motherfucking subordinate, the one who's supposed to work. Let me tell you who the subordinates are. You stupid motherfuckers that think y'all got a position and you're signing paperwork. You signing the paperwork, I was reading, you know, I unload trucks and shit for a living. So at the bottom of this receipt, it says, who will be responsible for the shipping charges? And he said, you must sign here and you must sign there. And I was like, oh, no, I don't. I don't own this motherfucking company, and I'll be damned if a motherfucker send me a bill because I signed it. So you know what? I put an X by that motherfucker. X. I'm like, X, what does that mean? Big manufacturing. I'm a representative of big manufacturing. Not me. Yeah. Well, obviously, they didn't sign this motherfucking receipt to say that I am responsible for the shipping charges. No. I'm in charge of receiving this delivery, but not the delivery charge. So you got to think. You got to be a little more smart. Read shit, pay attention to shit, be aware of what the fuck is going on. And y'all got the internet out there. I'm pretty sure everybody got the internet because I got it and I'm posing up. So my poor ass can get the internet, you can get the internet too. They only Time Warner or whatever got them for $20 a month for a whole year. Get it? 12 times 2 is 24, so you get your income tax check, pay the shit out for a year, you ain't got to worry about a bill. How about that one? Okay? Now, it got many, many names for Rex 84. The original name was the King Alfred Plan, and the King Alfred Plan was to figure out how to suppress the black people to the point they'll want to leave this country. People settled in. We didn't have nowhere to go. We ain't from Africa. The Africans wouldn't take us. They stopped us at the motherfucking border like, hold on, you brown-skinned motherfuckers. Get your American ass back on that boat and go back to where the fuck you came from. Now, we got American names. They don't. Their names represent the land they're from, which part of Africa, which part of Egypt, which part of Ethiopia, which part of the Sudan, which part of the Somalia, okay? And if you want to get technical about it, which part of Israel, Pakistan, Iraq, you know what I'm saying, Palestine, okay? Those were also, how can I call this? We're going to create a new word. The root word is mulatto. So we're going to call them inmalinated. Emulated. We'll just call it emulated because that means to sample and to, you know, bring another one. So basically emulation is to sample and represent through virtuality. So virtuosity, however you want to say it, okay, the actual image of whatever it is that you are copying. So emulation is just a copy. So here we are, we get ready to make copies of these black folks over in Africa who wouldn't listen to us or who wouldn't do shit so that they will. Because if you go back, go on YouTube, and you type in blacks in America, you will find that there were black people here before Christopher Columbus. See, it wasn't the American Indians or the indigenous Indians that they faced. It was the black people that were already here, and they were called the Amerindians. Okay? Certain websites, and I won't even call them out, they will change the image of the Amerindians to some half white people with black hair. All right? During the time of the Amerindians, during the time of the Sumerians and all of those other cultures that were here before King James and everybody else, okay, they were all dark-skinned people. Okay, wasn't no white people living near the equator. None. You couldn't live near the equator. If you go too north, too far north, it was cold as shit. You go too far south, it was hot as fuck. You go further than that, you're freezing again. Okay, because the North Pole and the South Pole is fucking froze. All right? Now, if there's some people in a place that you've been to and you think that, hey, man, shit, we can knock these over because it was easy to get the Africans because they didn't know how to speak. So you figure we'll go to another land and we'll take over those motherfucking lands just like we did Africa.
But the Africans are just fighting fucking spears and shit,
mm-hmm.
Bow and arrows,
and that's right. But see, the thing about the differences between the Amerindians and the Africans from back in the day is, like you said, they was fighting with sticks and shields and arrows and shit, where these motherfuckers over here already knew how to make axes and shit. They was cultivating the land. They had already subdued the land and was living off of it. They knew how to feed themselves. They knew how to do everything that these white folks know how to do now, because they had to learn it from somewhere. And they learned it from them. And once they learned what they needed to learn, what did they do? Wait a minute, man. So right now, to give you all a deeper sense of what the King Alpha Plan was, See, now it's different. Back in the 70s, it was the King Alpha plan. But when the 80s came along, it became Rex 84, okay? They added the Hispanics to it because they were what? When you take the fucking Puerto Ricans and the Hispanics and you stick them in a poor black neighborhood, what are they going to do? That's right.
They become more black people.
They become more black people. And because our genes are dominant. Yeah. Hey, the SA and Hesse became homie. And they like them black. Don't some motherfuckers. Don't the Arabs like black women? Don't them hunkies like black women? They want to get rid of them. Don't you so fucked up that every fucking race of people on this planet want to get rid of the black man?
Not the women.
Because you cannot see. See, they knew about the big head scientist plan. Because if you take a dark skinned man and a light skinned woman and you mate them together, they're going to have a black baby, a dark skinned baby.
Right.
So if you take a light skinned man and a light skinned woman and have get them together, they're going to have light babies.
Right.
That was the general consensus. What they didn't take into consideration is that generations ago, it was a gene that was sitting there waiting on the right mix so it could pop out. So two dark skinned people had a fucking white baby, they called them albino.
Yep.
So what did they do with that albino? They raised that albino and made that albino baby mixed with another what? Lighter skinned baby. No, young man, you're black. You're in Africa, but you're a white African.
Yep.
So we want you over here.
White Africans over there.
That's right.
They African, but they white.
We want you over here. Separate you from the black folks in your family.
Black African.
They're not going to accept you. Black because you're different.
Until you have three litters.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby on that fourth, that third litter.
That fourth generation going to be black than a motherfucker sitting around a whole lot of white folks like, wait. Where did you come from? Well, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma, she was blacker than a motherfucker. She's blacker than me. And great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa, he was horny one night when he went to the slave quarters. Grandma wasn't giving it up, so he had Roscoe and Booney hold her down. And he got that ass. Now, next time I'm going to tell your black ass to open your fucking legs. What? You do it. And what did they do when she had that baby? Took it from her. Took that baby from that woman and said, oh, no, this baby is too light to live in the slave quarters. Raised this baby as
a house nigga.
Part of the master.
So you're a little bit better than just
a regular nigga. That's right. See, you the one that's going to lead the people.
Right.
We need you to keep the other niggas alive.
That's right.
You the white one that came from the master. You got the pretty long hair and the light color eyes and the nice fair skin. See, they knew. If you take this pink shit right here, you mix it with some brown shit, you got a nice golden child. But all of them didn't come out golden.
Nope.
Believe it or not, most of them, a lot of kids hated their motherfucking fathers. They did. Who the fuck am I? Am I white? See, the most of the white families didn't accept the baby by the white man from the black lady. Yeah. They come Creoles. They had to. Your white folks made all them damn kids and left them.
Yep.
Left them for their fan for themselves. Oh, you don't belong to me. Yep. All them damn cultures come together. We all brothers and sisters. See, that's what the phrase "we are brothers and sisters" come from. Because them white folks knew what they was doing when they started killing all the kings and leaders from the tribes and kidnapping. Yeah, I was gonna say you could turn. Kidnapping all of the women. Okay? Now, tonight it is FEMA Camp, Rex 84, Agenda 21. They all tie in together. Now, the thing about the FEMA camps, when they say that they're expecting for the country to go into some type of civil unrest, what's going to happen that they're going to force Obama to declare martial law in this country? And guess who you think they're going to round up first? You think they're going to go after the motherfuckers that say, you know, fuck the police and the 502? Nah. No. You think they're going to go after all the white, the right-wing organizations that don't want to lay their guns down? No. They're going after the niggas. That's why forever in the day, we've had issues about owning guns. See, back in the 70s, when they knew that if the niggas had guns, that they would be able to protect themselves. We couldn't get the dumb shit up. So they made it so that no black person in this country could legally have a pistol. Do you think that if my grandfather's grandfather was able to carry a pistol, they would have hit him with that motherfucking stick? Or strung him up on a motherfucking tree? Nope. The whole history of this country would have been totally, it would be black again right now. Because all them fucking rebel flag carrying, flashlight toting, shotgun loading motherfucking poor ass white hunters from down south. If them motherfuckers had, hey.
They seen it in the beginning. What they did to the Indians.
Yeah.
All right. And they just,
listen, man, they are the locusts that the Bible talks about, the plague.
To
come sweep the land and destroy everything in its path and take it. Now, what sense do it make? Let me tell you something, man. This shit is in paper right now. Shit is in the paper right now. I was reading shit earlier last week. These motherfuckers are everything that they're doing right now, okay? It used to be about just the black folks. But now you have too many cultures that have been enriched. And I say enriched because without the black DNA, nobody could come to the United States. Okay, if you dark-skinned and you look Hawaiian, if you black and you look Hawaiian, you get a pass. That means somewhere along the line, the master might have had your mama or somebody's mama in your family. That's right. And that's, yeah, because we know the motherfuckers treat them better. They treat them better. Yep. That's why, you know what, and I'm going to put it to you like this, man. I always say to myself, thank God for those motherfuckers that learn how to make terms and shit, because I don't want no nappy head woman. I don't want no motherfucking woman who got a fade like me. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm Americanized. I was born in America. I'm an Ohioan. Okay? I'm an Ohioan.
I don't want nobody with no shave
in. I don't need no motherfucking head.
Back of her.
Right. She got knots in the back of her head like mine. I couldn't mess with a B kid from Africa or Boo Boo. I couldn't. And she got them big, gigantic cornrow BBs all over her motherfucking head, look like buckshot.
Yep.
I would be like, let me show you what, put some grease in that shit. Brush it out. Here's a comb we
right.
use over here in America.
Right.
We're going to beautify you.
Right.
Eddie Murphy was lying when he said he wanted that big chick sitting on the back of a bull with a bone in her nose.
No,
he would cheat on her.
Him,
why would they get divorced if he married a chick from the backwoods with a bone in her nose? Because he would cheat on her. I won't have Eddie. You treat me like Anna Murray. Because he cheated on her. Because he couldn't stand to look at her. Okay?
And that's some shit that you have to be raised up on. You just don't. That's like you start dating Jamaican people. I don't
yeah.
know Jamaican
beauty
people.
In America.
But you have to, you know.
Be groomed.
You got to be groomed. Oh man, you that's
that.
A culture. That's a whole way of life, man.
I got a friend of mine. I don't like to comb my hair.
Really? Hey, I don't like combing my hair. I just cut
the
shit off.
Girl, Pam, what's the name of the baby mama? She got dreadlocks. Her sister too.
Why you think when
American.
Yeah, go to let an American woman go overseas or go to Jamaica. This is why the hell do you think they all want our women? Why do you think they want our women?
They
don't. Fucking right. I'm talking about they probably don't even understand about, you know, shaving the chocha. They ain't motherfucking man, a brittle pad down there. Shit, we don't use grease. We don't know nothing about the stringent. No crown royal in my legs, no. No silver ink in my hair, no. We got beef juice, goat piss, and little cow dung. Roll it up in and twist your hair together. No! Just like that bullshit we was the other day. Yeah, man. No, because you can't take water out of the lake as a person. You're going to suck the cow's ass. Fuck you. I am not African. I am an American who resides in Ohio. I was born in Ohio, so I am an Ohioan. I'm not even going to say black. On my application, Ohioan. When they say other, Ohioan. Can you define this for me, Mr. Robinson? Yes, I was born in Ohio. Of the United States of America. I was not born in Africa. My skin is brown. I'm not black. That's a color. Okay, that doesn't mean race. That's a color. You can go and pick out a motherfucking magic marker called erase a lot. And mark on a board, that's just black. Brown is brown. Black is black. My skin is dark brown. You know what I'm saying? I am not African. Africans, like I said earlier in the show, they borderline on gray. Purple, black. Because they stay in the sun. And if they go up in the mountains in Africa, you're closer to the sun. It ain't like you getting away from
it.
That's right. You better not. You better not call them up. See, the Jamaicans, they was from, they was like you, they was the motherfuckers that got exiled from the real country. You know what I'm saying? They were the Africans that wanted the war. No. The good ones, the ones, though, to me, in my opinion, the Africans came, the Jamaicans came from the Aborigines. Because it's mighty strange they let the motherfuckers flourish, but they won't let them in this country. Not legally, unless you come in here to, you know, be part of the slave system. But just like the fucking Colombians with their drug trade, what was they needing the Jamaicans for over here? To be the mules. Somebody had to bring the shit in here. They was hip to the Mexicans and the Colombians. They was hip to them already. So who did the other motherfuckers use? We got to bring the other black people to bring the shit in here.
Who's the other black people?
Jamaicans.
Dominicans.
Cubans.
Cubans.
All of them motherfuckers. Black. All of the countries
they
that's owned by the
black
queen.
All the black and Latino.
Mm-hmm. All owned by the queen. Excuse me. So y'all know, 646-478-0944. I'm going to go to the phone lines for a minute before we play the song. And this phone call is 216-299. Who is this? Hello? All righty. We appreciate that call. Thank you very much. We do love our listeners that like to call in and listen. We also like those online. We appreciate that. Send you shouts out some love. It's your boy, Max Emmons. We got Cheese in the house. We got Teresa in the house. And we are discussing the state of black people in America. Ourselves, okay? A lot of y'all need to understand we are born here. Our parents maybe was born in Alabama or Mississippi, which is what? A part of the 51 states. The United States. See, they dropped the America because America is Washington, D.C. They wasn't from Africa?
Right.
Your great-grandmama was mean. Hey, my great-grandmama was mean as hell, and guess what she got in her? Get your ass out there and till that damn garden. Go plant them greens and get your head a stick to whoop you with it. Because her mama and her grandmama, that plantation mentality. Our culture is not of drums and beads and spears and motherfucking shields. Our culture is the culture of this motherfucking country being sprayed with motherfucking water hoses that they use to put out house fires with, fucking desegregation, civil rights. Our motherfucking country is violence. We have been violated in this motherfucking country since its inception. soon as they need us. What happened? The motherfucking hunkies needed us because the North was going to lose that South, that world. They was going to lose. It was over with. It was going to be motherfucking slaving up here in Ohio. Them niggas working at FTV Steel was going to be pouring out their big ass bowls of molten steel with their hands. You don't need gloves, nigga. Give them to the white boy.
And the first time was to coexist with them. Second was to have a right to fucking vote. And then the third was to have a motherfucking right so that they could have a fair share and
exchange with the fucking right. They gave it to us. But then they said, wait a minute. Take it back because they're doing too good with it. They thought we was going to fall on our motherfucking face. And that is why they don't.
And decide to let us have it.
Yeah. Well, they helped us win the war when it came to them. But we was only able to get it on the East Coast. So you have.
Your ass still getting discriminated.
Oh, yeah. We only got it on the East Coast. We got our 40 acres and a million on the water. Boy, you better not let them know you know how to read. You won't get us all in trouble.
Yep.
Well, give me another seven. I will slap one of my motherfucking cousins coming up here talking about, why you wearing earrings? You know what that means?
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I got a hole in my ear. That's what it means. I knew what the fuck it meant back when your mama was living down south, when my mama's mama was living down south, motherfucker, but we up here up north. Okay? An earring in my ear don't mean what it used to mean, motherfucker. All right? Take that, son of a bitch. Them white folks started that nigga shit. Them white folks said, oh, no, we can't use nigga no more. Why? Because just like the pig guts and all that bullshit that they used to slam on our plate after they finished eating, we turned it into a meal that was smelling better than the shit that they finished, the scraps that we had. When we put it together, them motherfuckers would come out going, what the hell y'all in there cooking?
And that's why black folks have
survival fucking skills. They can't kill us. So what are they going to do? They have figured out prison. See? Prison is the only fucking way to strip them motherfuckers away from their people. Take them away from
there.
There
are sales in there, but we don't really care. Them the white ones, we don't need anybody.
Yeah.
We're going to get a few of us.
Hey, the motherfucker, man. I got people on the outside. Every time you go through a situation like that with some hunky claim they can help you and this and that and the other, what the other hunkies do? Shut him down. Now what?
Everybody got no
help now. Oh, you fucking white sympathizers, you want to help these niggas survive in this bullshit? Okay. That's why your motherfucking ass gonna get caught by the red light camera. Drive to the red light with the niggas.
Hell
yeah. They're on. 38,000 people right now. Let me tell you, it was a whole motherfucking plan. How can we generate some money? We paying the movie company to bring the shit here. We're paying them. Bring the shit here. It's an investment. Because 38,000 motherfucking traffic, people in traffic got to be rerouted. And there is no plan. There's no real plan. You don't see on the news in the morning, if you're getting off on these nights, you might want to get off over here. If you're traveling west on 2, you might want to go this way. You don't hear that. You hear, oh, them motherfuckers on 2 is fucked up. Oh, them motherfuckers on 271. 271, they got fucked up because 2 west. See, all the motherfuckers know, oh, all I got to do is go 271, hit 480. I can still meet up at 71 out there. I got one for you, bitch. 271 is fucked up, too. 480 is fucked up, too. I jumped off 480 on Northfield, dude. Come on, wait a day, drove straight through the city. It was too much fucking traffic. We wasn't even at Harvard. All you saw was a sea of red lights all the way around the 271, 480 split.
Come up Northfield and be home in 10-15
minutes. 10-15 minutes. I told Carl, said, dude, I know you want to drink your 45. We going through the street now. Who did we see as soon as we got the highway?
Okay.
State Patrol. You fucking like.
Waiting for you.
Oh, in the white cars, all over them. They're supposed to be on the highway. Now, you go anywhere else in the state of Ohio, the state trooper is on the highway. You come to Cleveland, them motherfuckers riding up and down the fucking neighborhood streets just like
pulling people
over.
Giving them tickets.
searching their shit. Come on, get out your car, sit in the back of mine.
Yep.
Because what a lot of us don't know is they stay law, and it is very rarely enforced that they have the right to search your vehicle. There is no such thing as may I search your vehicle. There's no more. Because once they get you in the back seat of their police car, all your rights are gone.
Right.
You can't get out. Just come on back here, sit in my car with me. No. I choose not to. I'm just sitting here. Now they're going to call a whole squad on your ass. And you violated. Because what? You said no. You exercised your right not to allow them to search your vehicle. First, Ms. Officer, you must tell me why you pulled me over. And it has to be about a reason in my mind, because I read that book that said, if you pull me over, this is how I'm supposed to act, and these are my rights. Well, sir, when I hit you with them blue lights, you ain't got no rights, motherfucker. You ain't got no motherfucking rights. It is up to my discretion as an officer. Let me tell you, stupid motherfucker, something else. If Cleveland police got you pulled over on some dumb shit and the state trooper pull up, guess who get ready to pull off?
Cleveland police.
Cleveland police. Not you. Because the state trooper want to know why the Cleveland police pulled you over. Go ahead, we got this. Get your ass on out of here. All right? So, this was happening, y'all. You got to pay attention to what the fuck is going on, okay? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. What I want y'all to do is listen to this damn track right here by none other than Gil Scott Heron. Okay? And I want y'all to pay attention to what this man is saying, because it's basically talking about the shit we own right now.
It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA, night and day, night and day. The white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind. But white paranoia's here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred Plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us, and we upon it and each other, locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face. Birds matted by the life force, sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
Some of y'all heard of that. anytime, you know what I'm saying, like, ain't nobody said nothing anti-government. Ain't nobody said nothing against the following agencies. National Security Council, Department of Justice, Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Defense, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Department of Interior. We didn't mention none of those motherfuckers. So why the fuck are you fucking with my sister? Because I'm talking about some shit that you didn't want me to talk about as a black person. But let me tell you, stupid motherfucker, something. Okay?
Alright.
It's out there, man. This shit is on the fucking internet. You tell that motherfucker that old Google, I said, hey,
right.
Investigate his motherfucking white ass. Because he allowed me and every motherfucking body in the world that you try to get rid of to know how much money you got in your pocket, what tactics you use to fuck with people who talk about y'all. Continuity of government shit, okay? You got these white folks do just like you had the white folks do back in the motherfucking day during the Reconstruction era. You got these motherfucking white folks do now just like you had the motherfuckers do the 325 BC. When Constantine told everybody, hold on. You got your guys. We are getting ready to make one guy in this motherfucker. There's going to be one God, one emperor, one empire. Ain't that what the fuck is that? That's all he said. He went and conquered everybody and said, look here, motherfucker. Grow with me or I'm rolling over. Because we got the whole world behind us.
You know,
that's what the motherfucker state property say. Get out and lay down. Okay?
Get out of there.
Now, we want you and we want your land. What are we going to do? You're going to sneak in at night and kill all the warriors, and all the warrior sons, and all the warrior babies. Nothing but the women and the children. Why? We have to control that land. And if somebody else's son is sitting on the throne in that land, we can't control him. And we can't control that land. And some of them black motherfuckers is like, man, y'all motherfuckers is nuts. You want to come over here with all your donkeys and them poor-looking motherfuckers over here and just infest my motherfucking kingdom? No, I don't think so. And what did the motherfuckers say? Well, it's more us than it is y'all.
And we got this fire shit to come out of these puzzles.
Right.
What you got? Your ass firm.
What you got? Gold or soft? A bullet that goes through a gold sheet.
Well.
And a head thing, that little shit that goes gold deep. As you see from the head, oh, we're going to crack your skull one here. Yeah, it'll go straight through. Mm-hmm.
The helmet and your chin.
Well, I mean, you talk about motherfuckers with elongated wings. That's from being in battle, protecting your land. Don't you know you get hit in the head, your shit swell up? And if you king, you still got to put your crown on, so they got to make it the shape of your swole head. They call it elongated. King is longer.
Right.
Made longer. Anytime you add that suffix, you'll say A-T-E-D. Aged. Okay? That is created. Elongated, meaning to make longer. So as a child, what does your mama do? Scrub your mother's head with the camera. Now, where did they get that idea from? Yeah, because the Sumerians said, you know, everybody had long, big old egg-shaped heads. So, the Anunnaki and the Viruisms and all them other motherfuckers from other planets that have traveled and come in, they were of a different species. Man. You got to realize the Earth is over 6 billion is some change years old. It's not old. Because I don't know how long we've been carbon dating. But I can't say for certain that shit go back to 3.5 billion years. Do we know how to go that far back?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Not how to get this.
That's right. So y'all got to
know that.
That's right. Y'all got to understand that I always say these things. There is a language to be understood, and I just don't mean English or Spanish or nothing like that. We're going to bring Al Porter in. What's going on, Al?
Oh, I'm doing kind of good right now. I'm listening to people kick knowledge after coming in from the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, so I just want to sit back and see what's going on this evening.
Oh, man, we were just talking about Rex 84, FEMA camps, you know what I'm saying? Basically going back to some history and some shit before we got monitored. So, I mean, look, it's gone now. I must have, you know, I might gave him the right little speech. But basically, I'm just trying to wake my people up, man. This bullshit that we're facing right now, like all of the violence against the black people. You know, I said once before that I believe that the motherfucking police is running around the neighborhood in the middle of the night shooting motherfuckers, stuffing them places. We ain't got no fucking serial killer like that. Our people ain't went down the tubes like that. It's some motherfucker that's been going around killing everybody. Black folks.
Because
it's funny that all these black folks got to die. Check this out. I was reading a newspaper article a week before last. Actually, it came during the time when our governor signed into law that internet cafes are illegal.
Okay.
Just a few weeks ago. And in that same newspaper, I went into the metro section. The opinion section and read an article that was based on some Los Angeles Times information. Where 60,000 people from Syria, Syrians, 60,000 Syrians died in their civil unrest right now that's going on in Syria.
Mm.
60,000 people in 24 hours. Do you think that was an accident? That they didn't turn the against each other to the point that now you got your brother holding a gun and a knife against you because some motherfucking hunky came in and told you your brother was evil? And then if you want to live, that you're going to have to help them kill your brother. Ain't that some shit?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you ignorant-ass Americans. Hey, listen, I asked this white dude at work. I told him one day, I said, you can't hang out. I can't hang out with you, man. If you cool as fuck, I said, yeah, I'm a cool black dude, huh? Yeah. You should come hang out with us sometime. Like, man, if I hang out with you, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have to help me fight all your motherfucking friends. That's right. Because if every one of them motherfuckers step to me, I'm trying to break every hunky neck that don't like a nigga that I can find. My mama taught me that. You take the one that's making the most noise and the rest of the motherfuckers will back up. Well, see, when it comes to folks fighting against black folks, no. If you grab one of them motherfuckers and you do harm to their lily white skin, the rest of them is going to hate you. They're going to lynch the shit out your black ass and make an example and then take it to the courts and say, he killed my brother. Well, you do
that's right.
It's on page 237, section C. You can kill a nigga if you kill one of your brothers. Okay? Thanks, Richard Pryor. Thanks, Richard Pryor. He said that. Sorry, he broke. Can we break a nigga? Yep, page 3. Right here. C, C, C. You can break a nigga. Good job, fellas. That's why the motherfuckers were so gung-ho on that 137 shot shit. Involved in this high-profile case, which was nothing until it became a car chase, we will get accolades for that. So the motherfucker that jumped on the hood, what was he doing? He wasn't fearing for his life. He was posing for the camera.
Right.
He was posing for the motherfucking camera.
He's scared. He's behind.
You ain't jumping on no motherfucking body hood. Who told that motherfucker to run and jump on the hood?
Who told you to do that?
Who told him to? Was it a demon in his head? Did they spray some chemtrail dust on him right quick? Oh, he jumped on his car. So that boy in the head is. Them motherfuckers that they was posing for the camera. Listen, y'all. Who's been here? Who the fuck has been here during all of this shit? Hollywood, Hollywood, man. See, the Illuminati that came to Cleveland, those two people, believe it or not, were blood sacrifices. Let's talk to their motherfucking family members. Them two people was blood sacrifices. They were blood sacrifices. Don't get that motherfucking bullshit twisted. That's why we're getting skewed information, even after all of this time, if we're getting information about shit. You know who they got on TV? I watched the show 3 seconds and I knew it. Some dumb-ass nigga cop trying to explain his motherfucking self. Where'd all the motherfucking white cops that was on duty that night? Why they ain't do no motherfucking interviews? They did. They did. But guess what? No. They got them motherfuckers. But you are in America. Okay? You cannot make a white motherfucker in America look bad to them other white motherfuckers overseas. So all you niggas that's making us white folks look bad, you are exposing our racism and all the other shit that goes on in this country to the motherfuckers that write our checks overseas. Oh, we got to get rid of you. We have to get rid of you. Them motherfuckers overseas is like, why is they getting ready to lock up all the black people over there? Them the motherfuckers that brought us the music. Right. They brought us the good sports.
Whoa.
They showed us how to smoke weed. Okay, well, why is they trying to do the black people like that? They showed us how to motherfucking dress. Them black people right there, see, if they get rid of black people, let me tell you what's going to happen to this world. Anybody see Star Trek 09? When that motherfucker dropped the red matter and that planet went and turned to a black hole. That's what's going to happen to the planet Earth. And I'm warning all you white folks, if you think you're getting ready to eradicate the black folks, your ass is getting ready to get hit with the red matter from the creator of all things because you done fucked up his plan.
Right.
He said it in his word. Ain't nothing going to come out my mouth and come back to me void. See, you stupid motherfuckers didn't realize that some of the shit y'all changed don't make no sense. But the shit you didn't change because you didn't understand it, you thought it was plain and simple, we done deciphered the shit. So anything that comes out of God, the creator of all things, whatever comes out of his mouth is not going to come back to him void. That means if he says it, and I read this in y'all Bible today, the I am said, I am. So I ain't got shit to worry about. Our families ain't got shit to worry about. You motherfuckers going to end up, and let me tell you, even if you lock up every single of the 21.8 million black Americans in this country and your 800 FEMA camps, but I don't see how you going to do it without a fight. Okay, I don't see how you motherfuckers, because you know Alex Jones is on black folks' team because he realized, and this is the whitest white man of all, blonde hair, blue eyes. Okay? And he got a big-ass mouth with his own motherfucking radio show and TV show and everything else. And y'all ain't did shit to that white man. The motherfucking huggies, he's spewing bullshit. Don't listen to him. But he only hugged in front of the Bilderberg building up in Canada. Like, bring your whole asses outside and talk to us. He's from America. And he in Canada talking shit to the Bilderberg group. Bring you motherfuckers, tell the people what y'all out there talking about right now. While y'all funding the Halliburton Corporation to build all these motherfucking camps all over the country to detain black people. And now, Ronald Reagan and Oliver North in 1984 with the Readiness Exercise Program, i.e. Rex 84, or the King Alpha Plan, decided that the Hispanics was going to help the niggas because they got the same what? Fucking DNA strands. You're damn right. Ain't no DNA strands on this motherfucking planet that ain't got black DNA strands in it. So you blonde-haired, blue-eyed motherfuckers was albinos, from an offshooting DNA strand, somebody might have drunk some bleach and didn't realize that it was going to kill them. And that shit got mixed in the blood. I'm telling y'all, it's always the sleeping giant under the bullshit. Hollywood been in this motherfucking city since way before Trayvon Martin. Hollywood been in this city for a long time, y'all. Doing all of this motherfucking bullshit. Now, if they didn't figure out that they was doing the training exercises down at Sandy Hook, and then all of a sudden the same bullshit happened the same day right down the street at the elementary school, and then it's been in shows that all the motherfuckers that was involved in it was actors and actresses, what make you think that shit can't happen here in Cleveland, Ohio? Hollywood has been here throughout the whole fucking massacre season in this city. Hollywood has been here. They were here for the 137 shots. They were here for the tearing up of Huron Road Hospital. When Stephanie Tubbs Jones died, guess what? I think she was the only motherfucking politician that didn't want to see Hollywood take over our city. And she knew what the fuck was going to happen. Okay? Roll back that motherfucking ticker tape. Did anybody do any investigation on how she suddenly died? Because I swear, I just talked to the woman that said, no, go down the fire cigarette. Give me a pack of the motherfucking bitch in the head. Just green, baby. Thank you. Stephanie Tubbs Jones, yes. On the 130th and Buckeye. What the fuck is our motherfucking congresswoman jumping out of her motherfucking Lincoln on a 130th and Buckeye at the Arab gas station to buy a pack of Benson and Hedges cigarettes? Oh, that's all she was doing. What the fuck was she doing in our neighborhood? She was here visiting Mayor Jane Campbell. She was visiting Jane Campbell lived right up the street. On what they call Drexmore, which is right around the corner from South Woodland, which is Buckeye to us, but to them it's South Woodland. Okay? Fuck that shit. Hey, I love you, Dick Gregory. I just want to say that. Y'all need to really, really, really listen to some of the shit Dick Gregory talk about. He is not a fucking comedian. And I'm sorry to expose you, Mr. G, but you ain't no motherfucking comedian. You made people laugh, but you ain't no comedian. Les Brown, he's a fucking comedian. He laughed. Oh, you can do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Oh, fuck you. Okay? When you want to be serious about something, be serious. You know what I'm saying? Don't stand up there and tell me how good your life is, motherfucker, how good mine could be. Why are you laughing at me? Because I done paid $25 to see you tell me that I'm not taking the right steps to put myself in the right position like you did. Okay? What worked for you may not work for me in this day and age. Brother man, walk up into a radio station right now and see if the security tackle your ass. Security! All right,
what are you doing here?
What the fuck? I just want a job. Motherfucker, go through the process. You don't just walk up in here talking about, where's the boss? That's fraud. Don't teach me how to be fucking criminal. Just take my motherfucking position. Nigga, don't work like that no more. Change up your shit, y'all. Okay? All of this shit tied together. Do not forget Agenda 21. Let me tell you what Agenda 21 is. Agenda 21 basically broke the whole country up into 12 groups. If I'm not mistaken, it's 12. If I am, it's 10. Okay? Ohio is part of them. You got the Northwest Territory. You got the Midwest Territory. You got the North, Southwest Territory. There's 10 different territories, at least 10 or 12. They broke the whole country up in 12 units. There are going to be areas where humans cannot go. Why? For the preservation of the animals, to bring back the land. So if they're getting ready to kill everybody down to 500 million people, what are they expecting to do? What are they expecting to do? They're thinking that they're getting ready to create a new Garden of Eden. Here's the new man. We're going to preserve all the real animals so we can keep on making our genetically modified organisms out of their true original DNA. See, if I can keep creating copies of the original, I'm going to keep and preserve the original and discard the rest of the shit when I'm done with it. What the fuck do you think the humans going to eat? The elite ain't going to get the food from the genetic. They're going to eat the shit from the real animal. Whoa. Before you spray that motherfucker, let me cut my motherfucker stick off right now. And everybody in my party, we're going to cut our steaks, right? Come on, let's cut our steaks. But the rest of the world, y'all get to spray shit because y'all got to remain docile and controllable. And
you have to be sterile.
Okay? You got to be sterile. Because if there's 500 million and one, somebody have fucked up somewhere. We got to do some research. Back to the camp you go, motherfucker. Sergeant, open the gate. We got another motherfucker coming in. He had another baby. Oh! You done leaked, and you wasn't supposed to. We fucked up somewhere. We got to go back. Take this motherfucker. He's an alien. Okay? They thought you got away from us, didn't you? We don't need 500 million plus one. It said 500 million. Now, 13 people with all the money in the world, and I was laying there thinking about this the other night, and I'm going to go back and find out what that man's name is. It's one motherfucker that's over the whole Rothschild and Warburg and all Rockefeller. It's one motherfucker that tell them what to do. One. I did it already. I just have. Where's my? It's in the red book. It's in the red book. But the information is there. That motherfucker's name is. He has more money than everybody in the world, and this one man, one motherfucker. He not married. He ain't got no kids, and he got a motherfucking mansion that's as big as a state on top of a mountain. And he got more money than everybody. At Chump Chains, at the Rockefellers and all of them fucking with? No. He fucking them the long way. Because he don't even go out of his house. He walk around his house and big as a fucking state. So why? He don't never have to leave.
He got everything there.
Got his fountain in his front yard, dude. It looked like a lake. With lights and shit all over the place in me. No. I haven't seen it. I've been through all the Rothschild shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know they won't know my real name now anyway. But all of this shit, I've been through all of that shit. That's why I wrote it down, man. I can't find that motherfucker's name. But I got the link. So let's see if Google ain't because I put a whole lot of shit on my playlist under Truth Comes Out, and it's been deleted. Deleted videos. A lot of shit been deleted because of content. So I don't understand that. It's supposed to be free speech. But, you know, Google is owned by one motherfucker. So, and Google Earth is owned by the same motherfucker. And Google Plus and Plus 2, Gmail. Everybody got to type in through Google. Yahoo, all you motherfuckers got to go through Google. Okay? Google some shit and find it out. Why is my chin itching? Itchy chins. Google, tell you what you do. Find it out. Twisted foot. Google, my foot twists. Why? Plantar's your bone structure, and you have to get operations that only rich people knew. When the baby's feet came out looking a little funny and they ain't straight and flat like they're supposed to be, it ain't shit to take your child to the specialist while his bones are still developing so that they can break them and reset them and they can grow up tall and straight and nicely set. But us poor people, we don't know that. That when your child is born, that if the bones are soft and everything and you got the money for the operation, you can have your child's feet set so that they'll grow straight and they won't have hip problems and joint problems and none of that shit later on in life. Hey, she's going to press stop over there for me. So you have to realize that it's always been the plan, but the plan was not for the white folks to get caught up in it. But just like back in the slavery days when they gave every white motherfuckers your 40 acres in the mule and you two motherfuckers ate the mule and grew weed on. Okay? What the fuck do you think is happening now? They said, look, man, these motherfuckers ain't even doing what we tell them to do with the 40 acres in the mule, man. We might as well go ahead and just corral them stupid motherfuckers too. That's all it is. So
right.
And I don't want y'all to misunderstand it. They ain't building so many motherfucking FEMA camps and shit just for the blacks and the Hispanics. They building them for the black and Hispanic sympathizers. Meaning all you motherfuckers that like black people, that help black people, all you agencies that want equal share for everything, all y'all shit, if it ain't shut down already, it's getting there. Because number one, we all need to go back and think about whether we are Democrats or Republicans. Okay, separate yourself from the church just like the state did.
Mm.
You understand a whole lot better. So then you can make a more clear and precise judgment on which side politically would you rather be on. Would you rather be on the side of the law or would you rather be on the side of the people? Republican, they rule by the law. The Democrat is ruled by the people. So if it's a million motherfucking white folks outside say, kill that nigga, what the fuck you think is going to happen? Under a Democratic rule, a nigga going to get lynched every time. Under the Republican rule, the nigga got at least a shot to go to court and plead his case. Think about that shit, y'all. Okay? We got 5 minutes to go. I want y'all to ponder some shit while y'all listen to this one more time.
Okay.
It's 1972, an election year. And once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan.
Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA. Night and day, the white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia's here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us and we upon it and each other. Locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads. Red pools becoming thicker than syrup. Slow down your face. Birds matted by the life force sprung loose from wells. Well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.